I just want to come out and be able to compete. I think that's what this is all about, especially the quarterbacks here. And I think that's what I'm most excited about.
There's a transition with every quarterback coming from college into the NFL, and so I'm excited to make those adjustments and that transition.
Anything that I can do to show them that I know the game inside and out and that I'm just a complete football player.
I'm a student of the game. I love learning football, so I'm excited to learn that.
One off-season priority that rises above all else for the Houston Texans, in your mind?
Am I being the first to say quarterback? I know I'm the last to say because I just said it. I mean, it's obviously quarterback. I mean, because that's the key to this league.
I think all the eyes are all the focus is on when and where they'll take that quarterback. And I don't think they'll do it in the first round. I think it'll be later.
But it's going to be a quarterback. I think if they stay at number 22, it will be Penn State quarterback Christian Hackenberg.
You know, Houston probably want to see this quarterback get on the field as a rookie. Where Hackenberg, he needs to sit for at least one more year, his senior season in college, another way to put it. And so that's why I don't love the connection. But obviously with Bill O'Brien, that was his best season, 2013 in Penn State. So it does make some sense.
I think Carson Wentz is a really, really talented prospect. Mm-hmm. He's big. I love the way he throws. He throws with great natural body torque and weight transfer. And I've seen him throw live. I'm anxious to see him again throw live here. Oh, I think he's a really gifted player.
There are a lot of scouts around the league that think 3 to 5 years from now, when we look back at this draft class, Paxton Lynch will be the best quarterback, the best passer out of this class.
The problem with the quarterback is that 22 is a little low to get one. So if that's the case, I could see a trade in the Texans' future.
I think there is some chance that the Texans might want to move around and find a way to possibly move up if there's a quarterback that they really like, because that's definitely a need for this team. There's also quarterbacks that they could get in the second or third round if none of those earlier guys really wow them.
Sometimes you have to make sure you take a strategic move, but you've got to figure out who the right quarterback is and understand there's a transition period.
The pure physical talent is there. You have to decide what can be coached and what can't be coached.